Perhaps near enough really is good enough. Judging marketing effectiveness in SMEs. For more than 40 years, marketers have struggled to agree how to accurately measure marketing effectiveness in a way that is both meaningful and useful. Recent research has identified over 250 different metrics that could be used within an effectiveness measure, which then conspire to push this subject firmly onto the too difficult pile. Scaling this problem to an SME-sized company with their restricted resources and data paucity just makes matters worse. Neil Brooks and Professor Lyndon Simkin examine the notion that maybe it's time to accept that accurate measurement just isn't deliverable for most SMEs. Why is measuring marketing effectiveness in SMEs so hard? Some of the barriers to measurement are generic and apply to organizations of all sizes. For a start, measuring marketing effectiveness means measuring both tangible effects, like sales volume, but also intangible effects, like brand equity. In practice, these intangibles can only be estimated. Similarly, because marketing has both short and long-term effects, history impacts current marketing effectiveness with a potentially distorting view. Furthermore, volatility in the external environment, customers, competitors, legislators, etc., lead to measurable effects on business performance not directly attributable to the firm's own activities. At the same time, the internal environment in which marketing operates is subject to constraint and change, so that low marketing effectiveness could be the result of poor strategic direction rather than poor marketing. Short-term executive decisions regarding marketing resources and budgets, for example, can lead to suboptimal effectiveness. For many companies, it is hard to measure marketing effectiveness because there is corporate confusion between marketing's total business process and what the marketing department does. And ultimately, the operational selection of effectiveness metrics from the vast pool available, more than 250, is more arbitrary than scientific and exhibits a clear preference for the subjective, especially where they directly link to budgets and bonuses. In addition to these generic difficulties, there are other difficulties faced specifically by SMEs. In many SMEs, other than financial information, only limited or intermittent multi-year data are independently kept on marketing activity, and managers must rely on anecdotal data. At the same time, SMEs generally have more limited resources and/or skills to manage the collection, analysis, and interpretation of anything other than very simple metrics. As Albert Einstein famously said, everything that can be counted does not necessarily count. Everything that counts cannot necessarily be counted. Even if the SME is successful in measuring performance, company revenues can be skewed by one or two large customer changes, easily swamping any marketing effects in financial results. Whilst these changes could have come about due to marketing activity, they also could have occurred due to the customer's own activity or generic market conditions. Similarly, agreed marketing plans can be diluted by events, diverting management and staff focus. In SMEs, it is harder to separate the actual aggregated results from what might have been achieved should the original marketing plan have been fully executed. Often, this is compounded by a rapid start-stop mentality being applied to discretionary spend, which disrupts marketing activity and thus measurability. For many SMEs, their overriding objectives discourage management from waiting years to see the value of the long-term effects of marketing, so the choice of marketing activities tends to favour those with more immediate and tangible effects. This is tied in with organisational culture, which, in SMEs, is usually closely set by the owners' or managers' personal experiences and prejudices. With these restrictions in place, marketing can only be effective within the window of operations permitted. Current thinking, maybe judging, makes better sense than measuring. In their latest book, Marketing Accountability, McDonald and Mountsey underline the basic reasoning of this article when they say, many would argue that it is almost impossible to link financial results to any specific marketing activity. Whilst it is true that many marketing metrics don't manifest themselves as a financial result, they are typically proxies for revenue potential. For example, customer loyalty indices are nothing more than a risk assessment of future purchases. Distill everything about performance measurement down to its ultimate essence, and you end up with a simple return on investment proposition, which begs the question, how do you define the return and over what period? And how do you define the investment and over what period? Surely the basic unit for both the return and the investment has to be financial. After all, even charities and other non-for-profit organisations have to account for their financial spend. With this almost impossible phrase in mind, maybe it's time to stop trying. Maybe it's time to take a different approach, an approach that trades measurement for judgment, accuracy for expediency, precision for pragmatism, and jargon for communication. Perhaps near enough really is good enough for an SME. After all, what operational difference might a percentage point here or there actually make when the SME is already wasting valuable resources following a poorly conceived marketing strategy? The alternative is to continue to invest in marketing activity with no valid means of measuring the return, an approach that is dangerous at every level. Implications for managers. Be brave and throw away the micrometer. Despite being difficult, we know that failing to measure the effectiveness of previous, current, and planned marketing activity is unacceptable. Yet, SMEs must find a pragmatic way to navigate their marketing decisions. With that in mind, our advice to managers is to be brave and work within whatever historic information the company has, financial, anecdotal or otherwise. Do not seek perfection in any of the measurement criteria, but authenticate elements with customer partner surveys and competitor reviews where possible. Obviously, the company should consider as many aspects of the full marketing process as possible. However, look at what is reasonably practical and accept that this might need to be restricted to segmentation, targeting and positioning, and the marketing mix alone, especially where the company culture does not consider anything other than promotion to be marketing. Broader elements of the marketing process can be considered in future iterations after the SME has learned to capture relevant information and understands the motives and implications of such. Important in all of this is communication and creating a jargon-free method of communication that the company can use to rationally discuss or decide on marketing matters. For communication around the organization, using visual indicators helps to deliver a marketing effectiveness measure, or maybe just a marketing mix effectiveness indicator, that the company can understand and accord with. This indicator will most likely be an aggregate of a number of metrics. The authors have developed and trialed an approach that measures the effectiveness of the SME's marketing mix by conflating selected internal and external data into a simple 2x2 matrix, which can be used as the basis for management review. Measurement only captures historical and current data. Its real value comes from future prediction and organizational improvement. It is therefore important to create an agreed activity plan for the marketing areas that will improve future effectiveness, along with easily understood measurement criteria. In support of other activities, marketers should aim to communicate the value of good data capture by creating a company culture that readily captures and retains base data that is useful to future marketing effectiveness measurement. We believe that adopting a pragmatic approach and accepting a near-enough-is-good-enough approach, marketers can help deliver tangible results to SMEs seeking to measure their marketing effectiveness. End of podcast.